everything's kosher.
Happy Halloween Eve.
Exactly.
Today is the unofficial day of Operation Breakup.
Right.
Yep, with Christmas right around the corner, brothers are already a month ahead of their scheduled pre-planned holiday trip to Splitsville. As my Baton Rouge kinfolk say, yes, indeed. Tom Silver J, every day you hear another celebrity couple calling it quits. Mm-hmm. Chris and Bruce Jenner, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta, and the latest stars to break up, the Jonas Brothers. And I thought they would be together forever. Who knew? It's a damn shame these groups can't get along anymore. Meanwhile, the Patronus brothers, Casey and JoJo,
the Patronus brothers,
are still gigging and squigging across the country on their last call for alcohol tour. Hey, did y'all hear about Apple's new gadget that goes on sale this Friday?
The mini?
The new iPad. Yep, a mother another new iPad, y'all. She got days. Hey, Apple. What we supposed to do with all our previous iPads? Just leave them on the shelf like an old encyclopedia or an artist on Bad Boy Records?
Wow.
Or have them refurbished for a secondhand Christmas gift? But seriously, folks, this new iPad is called the iPad Air. It's faster and thinner and weighs about a pound. Mm-hmm. And in 6 months from Friday, Sybil, I guess we'll see a new iPad that's even faster, weighs less, and a lot thinner. Mm-hmm. Then the iPad Air called the iPad Lamar. You know, with the residue display, I mean retina display. And the crack-proof screen, of course.
Crack-proof.
Too soon?
No.
Oh, never too soon for that one. Hey, ever since the story about Barney's department store popo profile and black shoppers, people have been coming out the woodwork with stories of being profiled while shopping black. First it was Barney's, now it's Macy's, which means instead of people having a problem with Jay-Z partnership with Barney's, they going to be mad at Charlie Wilson for singing right in front of Macy's.
Oh,
he's going to have to change his lyrics, Jay. He's going to have to sing right in front of Marshall's or right in front of Target or right in front of Dillard's. But apparently, profiling black shopping is nothing new, especially in New York. I mean, just look at how many times Mr. C got profiled for shopping at Men's Warehouse.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't the first one. They talk about a man's belt and a purse. He was the first one.